Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and podcast1.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Homeburg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
I got to listen to her say that all day. I watched For Love of the Game the other day. It's terrible.
Did you cry?
Just a terrible movie.
And Billy Chappell.
The star of the movie is Vin Scully. We got to get this one right. You ready, Billy?
Get back behind the plate, Gus.
All right, Billy. I'll be back.
Wreck-It Ralph
comes out and hangs out with Billy Chappell for no reason at the mound.
And the big fat guy from Step Brothers talks to Kevin Costner about his next really poorly thrown pitch as we in the movie industry ask you to believe that he's only 40 years old. He moves around like he's 100. He looks terrible. On his 40th birthday, and I know that's a tough pill to swallow, moviegoer. They gave Vin all the lines, and he delivered them beautifully. But the movie's terrible. And still at the end, there I was, a tear rolling down my eye. The poor bastard's career's over. He's going to die with all sorts of regrets. I'm like, what is going on in your mind? I got too much time on my hands. I watched 20 minutes of the worst movie I've ever seen. And now Billy Chappell stands in an airport waiting for Kelly Preston to tell him about the comfort of her last mattress. Poor Kelly Preston. Talk about lumpy, my pants every time I see her. 2-1 to Jaeger.
Has Vin done anything on Twitter that's offended anyone yet since he started Twitter last week?
It wasn't his Twitter. He got to take over the Dodgers' Twitter, right?
I don't know. He said he's personally doing Twitter now. Yeah, he's got a Vin, at Vin Scully. He's doing a...
At the real Vin Scully. Not that ham-handed, huge, cranked guy that pretends to be me with his gigantic dick pics. Hung like a ham Vin Scully is not my Twitter handle. But yeah, I watched For Love of the Game. What was I thinking? You get an hour to kill in your life, and you realize you wasted it watching Kevin Costner pretend to be a pitcher.
My wasted half hour was 1991, Michael J. Fox, James Woods.
Oh,
he's a Hollywood actor.
Oh, my God. He's the actor.
Hard Times?
No.
Or was it? No, it was...
Damn it.
Hard Out?
I don't remember what
it was.
Oh,
it's so bad.
Just terrible movie. Yeah, Michael J. Fox follows James Woods around because he's an actor that needs to play a cop. The Hard Way? Something like that. I don't remember what it was.
That might be it.
You know what another good time waste I've had in quarantine living? Where you're like, I got 40 minutes to kill here. And so you turn it and you're like, all right, maybe. Digstown. Another James Woods classic. That's just awful. Or 90-year-old Louis Gossett Jr. wins fights for, I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what that movie's about. But in the end, I'm supposed to be happy that he fought like 11 dudes in one day. His brain is scrambled. And James Woods collected. It's like, Jesus, this is the most racist thing I've ever seen.
I don't know why, you know, I'm watching it in 1991. It's just the fascination of like James Woods. And now thinking about now him today with all his political news.
Just goes nuts on that thing.
He is the ultimate dick, though. I mean, he's never played a good character that I can think of. I mean,
Lester Diamond's always just been a jerk.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than his turn in Casino as Lester Diamond. There is not much better than the smarmy nature of James Woods. Plus, I had a boss that looked just like him. We did Marv Niren. Remember him?
I won't say him by name,
but Marv Niren had that same punch.
he had that same punch-me-in-the-face look
as Marv Niren. A guy I don't like to mention. I don't want to bring his name up, but he was an old boss of ours. Remember Marv Niren?
He's a nice version of
Huh? No, I'd take James Woods.
Temper.
No, you know why? Because James. Here's the difference. I don't think James Woods would actually reach in my pocket and steal money, but Marv Niren would. And I don't want to say that about anybody. I'm not going to broadcast Marv Niren's name all over that the guy actually would steal money out of your pocket and then call you his friend. Oh, I don't want to bring up Marv Niren's name again. But yeah, he had that same James. He looked like James Woods and Jim Carrey had a kid. He had the exact same look as, like, sometimes you look at him and go, he looks just like Jim Carrey.
Didn't have the pox scarring as much.
Sure he did. Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah.
I just pictured it with him because every time I saw him, I wanted to bash his face in. That's why. You're right.
This is uncomfortable.
That guy probably stole, $75,000 from me. And then a few months later, I had the nerve to go, we're friends, right? We're good. I'm like, no, we're anything but good. And I just remember going face to face. You were with me, and you walked away. We're good here. I get a little vibe here. He might be a little angry. And Brady's
my tenure with him was a decent run, but it wasn't.
Yeah, no, he didn't steal a contract from you,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And then try to tell you we're pals, right? We're good. I bought a house because he said, "Oh, we're good. You got a deal coming. It's going to be great." I'm like, "I bought it. I can get out of it right now. This is all the money I've got." Oh, you're good, man. You're good. I'm like, "Okay, thanks. I appreciate that," and I believed him. And then he's like, here's the money you're going to make. Here's what you tell this group of people. Here's where we're coming from, and this is coming your way. And 6 days later, I get fired, and he's nowhere to be seen. And I'm like, didn't we just have a long talk about how I just gave up all my money for the – oh, yeah, you know what? And I remember
– I'm just sick about it.
And I just feel sick about it. You know what? Maybe in the future we'll work together. And I'm like, no, probably not.
Tell you what.
He came back
around. I'll
bring
over my Beatles
albums. Oh, he came back around and tried. He's like, look, when we were at that Fiesta Bowl thing and that guy standing there looking at me with that James Wood punchable face. And
Booby.
He's like, hey. He's in his Fiesta Bowl jacket because he was one of those. Hey, how's it going for you? I'm like, really good. You've had 5 jobs since I last saw you. Yeah, I'm doing real good myself. I'm like, good on you. Hey, I'm sensing a little vibe here. Are we good? We're anything but good. And Brady's like, I'm going to go stand over there. Because I was just balled up.
Good
rage.
Luck raising money.
Yeah, have fun raising money. You're not getting any out of that guy.
I'd go to a different subject if I was you, Marvin.
And then he tried to hire me to Chicago. And found out later that was also a way to get me to leave Phoenix so he could have his stations do better here. Oh, very punchable Lester Diamond
face. Did you string him along at least?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely,
good.
I did. I went to lunches. And he flew out his program directors. And they're like, you want to meet with me? And they're like, and why don't you do a tape for us? One of the program directors is now a consultant with Hubbard. He doesn't have anything to do with me because I sat at the Biltmore and chatted. And I'm like, why don't you listen to my show and see whether or not you want to hire me? Why don't you do a show for us? Because I don't want to.
Yeah,
well, you've got
hell?
Kind of an attitude for a guy who's getting offered a job in Chicago. I'm like, I don't really want to work for you guys. I got 2 tens here. You're asking me to split tens. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And Mark's like, okay. And he's just clapping at the table. That's fine. You don't want to do a tape. And then my friend Bruce called me and he goes, and this will be a dead giveaway on who this is.
You might not want to consider that job in Chicago because basically they're going to fire you in a year just to get you out of the business.
Like, is that right? That mother Lester Diamond. That's how this industry works.
It is.
That's why
works.
You love a guy like Tripp. Who seems
Radio
on the up
gypsies,
and up.
Man.
Oh, the gypsies, and they're just
and they just jump
evil.
All the time.
Evil.
I like
used
the
to
fact
work
that
with one
time. It was put together. It's 14 guys in the studio.
That was Marv. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to hire 14 guys to do a morning show in Chicago, from other cities where his particular company, whose name Emmis, I think it was.
Yeah.
They were struggling
yeah,
in other cities, especially
mm-hmm.
here. We were kicking the bejesus out of his station here. So he thought, I got this Chicago thing. It's doing nothing. If I take 5 or 6 people from other cities where we're struggling and they're number one shows and just throw money at them for a year, I'll basically buy the other markets. And I was almost fooled by it at first. I'm like, hey. And then I'm like, something isn't right here. And you wanted me to host a 14-person morning show. And I was, yeah, 14 people. And I was going to – and then he said, it's going to be like the Daily Show. Everybody's a correspondent. They're going to come in, have their story. You'll be the kind of the catalyst. And I'm like, I don't see that working at
I would have
all.
Had to have some good kick-ass phone shams.
Yeah, everybody, I would have had to have you audition. I'm sorry.
Right.
I got
no.
too many options
14.
Here. You hear all these great talents that were coming out of Atlanta and Florida and Indianapolis. And yeah, so that was scary. This business is is a brutal scam when you deal with the people who look like. Never trust someone who looks like James Woods. That's what I learned from that. If they look, they are Lester Diamond. Casino should have taught me that at that time. Casino had been out for 7 or 8 years at that point. I should have known. You look too much like Lester Diamond to be a decent human being. Essentially, what you're going to do is kill my wife with drugs. Because that's what Lester Diamond's
doing. That's the road we're going down.
You're going to end up making me a mess as my hooker wife dies in a hotel from drugs because of you, Lester Diamond. I'm not bitter at all. I just hate that guy.
That's not bitterness. That's just hatred. There's a difference.
It's just recognition. And I've been, you know, I've been cordial with him the last couple of times. Like, you know my story. You know what you did. And if you, he ignores it. But and the crazy part is that I got a friend who knew him from high school. He's like, I heard you mention him. I went to high school with that guy. I'm like, you're kidding. He goes, I'm not saying who that was. But also thinks he was a douchebag in high school. So it works out.
Is he the guy that comes around throwing the finger guns out at you and all that kind of stuff?
That was his mentor.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a dude named Clancy.
C-Dubs.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Clancy used to go, remember I was in the Cubs farm system there and gave Bob Brenly a hot foot in the dugout. And Brady,
golden sombrero.
Yeah, no, the golden sombrero is when you strike out 4 times. The hot foot is when you light a guy's foot on fire.
Oh, well, he told me that.
What, he gave him a golden sombrero? Oh, he struck him out four times, which is impossible because he was a relief pitcher, so his stories didn't ever add up.
Bob.
Yeah.
And asked him. Like, who?
Yeah, he didn't know who he was. He said, and he gave you a hot foot one time.
Yeah.
No, never heard of the guy. Well, he knows you, and so he would come up with finger guns. That's a finger gun guy and people who look like Lester Diamond. Don't trust him. Anybody who uses Cowboys and Indians hands.
And suggests all that. Campus rockers.
What do I call them?
Antagonists.
Ethnic cleansers and Native Americans, I call it. Yeah, that's what the Cowboys and Indians. Hey, you kids want to play ethnic cleanser and Native American?
That's
much
better. Get out of here,
all
Red.
Right, kids, get out. Don't do that. You kids are keep it PC, your Cowboys and Indians.
Let's play Oppressor and Native American.
No. Let's play Washington Football Club versus Dallas.
Yes.
It's all bad, but yeah.
Just met with Deion Sanders. Going to do some big things.
Why'd you? Oh, man. That was. Brady keeps going. I was going to try to transition out of it. That's what finger guns told me at the Super Bowl. Hey. Whoa, oh, you almost shot me with your imaginary guns, Clancy. I got big plans for you. I haven't spoken to you in years. I'm starting a sports podcast. Deion Sanders and I are in on it. And I thought
at his house.
I thought of you immediately for this. I'm like, did you? Or is it just because you're face-to-face with me right now and you're going to tell this very same story to Dan Levitard in a second?
Right. By the way, Levitard sees through you, too.
Yeah, we all see through you. You're a scam artist. Douchebag. Yeah, this business is... That's why people always say that. Oh, man, you've done really well, John. You could have done well in radio or if you'd have done something else. Like, you'd have been really good. I did okay in radio. You got to traverse the douchers. And then you talk to people, and in Hollywood it's those douchers that go 10 times further. And, oh, God. They're the douchebags with more confidence, if you can imagine. This business is crazy.
That or when they throw a management position at you. You know what we'd really like you to do is run our Chicago office.
Nobody's ever said that to me. Nobody wants me running anything. I'd fire them first. I got to get rid of the douchebags.
Just adding another manager to the fire. That's all they do.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Since you asked about Vin Scully, this is his latest tweet.
I played center field for my high school baseball team at Fordham Prep. This was 1944. I wasn't much of a hitter, more of a swinger.
Really?
But I could run, throw, and catch. Can you spot me among the boys? Yeah, in this sepia photo from Civil War era baseball.
I think this is him down here in the bottom.
For sure.
Yeah, that's definitely Vin Scully. Yeah. I'm the one who looks exactly like Vin Scully.
And the change.
So right away on Twitter, 92-year-old man, not really knowing the vernacular of the day, says, I was a swinger.
Wasn't much of a hitter. I was a swinger. In fact, most of the couples in Fordham. Happy birthday to Oral Hershiser.
Old 55.
I love Vin. Look at him go. He gets to narrate things. 92-year-old man. Just awesome. I love Vin. By the way, my streets, neighborhood streets, there's right up the road from me. It's the big controversy about a couple of streets in my area. Robert E. Lee is not in my area, but Squaw Peak Drive.
Yeah, another one in there?
Well, they're Squaw Peak. They're changing them. They made the announcement yesterday. And the best thing that happens from this is, and find this, all you listeners find this stuff, because this is essential that we do this. And let me throw in what I guarantee you will be a street in my neighborhood if I have anything to say about it. And because it is near my neighborhood, I can push for this. Squaw Peak Drive, I would like to be known as Rody McRoadface. If we can make Rody McRoadface an actual street, because they're leaving it up to us, the citizens, to vote.
Awesome.
Rody McRoadface and Dirt Hole Avenue are my two choices for the new road. And if we
Robert E. Lee was changed to Jefferson Davis, which was a big...
right. Yeah, just make another Fed. But I don't know what they're going to change Robert E. Lee to. That's not really near my neighborhood. But right up the street from me is Squaw Peak Drive, because I live pretty close to the mountain. I swear to God, if we can make Bodie McBoatface something I drive by every day, you've made an elderly bald man very happy. Brett and I will start riding our bikes,
yes.
And we'll take Rody McRoadface over to 22nd Street. And then you're going to be like, what? I'm like, trust me, the signs are worth stealing. Rody McRoadface is always all. Remember when they were going to name the new luxury liner or whatever
Bodie
it was.
McBoatface.
And Bodie McBoatface won.
Yeah, because they were committed to it.
Yeah.
Tripled the amount of votes.
Right. And once Bodie McBoatface took the lead, people were like, I'm in. And Her Majesty's Royal Service Bodie McBoatface was a thing. And then they pulled back. So we're not doing it. I'm like, well, then don't ask us. You're asking these jackasses of society to name something. And then San Diego
I'll
had something.
I'll christen thee the Windsor Three.
<Right.
laughs> Queen Elizabeth Three. Dickheads. It's always Bodie McBoatface to me. You're an idiot.
And then San Diego had something. They're going to name a bridge, Bridgie McBridgeface. And I'm like, Rody McRoadface has to be what we rename Squaw Peak Drive to. Please. No politically correct nonsense. We'll see right through it, government officials, if you say we're gonna let you name this road and put out some poll in a newspaper or a website. And what do you want to call it? And there was a soccer team? And that was the one in San Diego. Kicky McKickface.
Yes.
They wanted to name the soccer team in San Diego.
Yeah.
It always goes to that. And we have to have Rody McRoadface signs made. Some guy has to stamp that in a government office and go, I hate these people so much. Rody McRoadface. That leads you right on up to Squaw Peak is all I want in life. That is the happiest I'll ever be. Oh, you just go you go down Lincoln, make a left on Rody McRoadface. Like, what? Yeah, that's a road I live on. You'll see.
It's just so head-scratching because you're changing the name of streets. When you get down to it, these streets, what were they before that? We're just going to move your camps over here.
Scooch it down.
And build our town.
Where is Kicky McKickface?
I was trying to find that
out.
Is
that a street?
But it's a soccer team.
That's a soccer team.
It's actually still active.
They let the people name it.
It's a club soccer team, yeah.
They called it Kicky McKickface. I don't know why that asinine childlike crap gets me, but that is... Because it's kind of our way as citizens of saying, oh, go F yourself.
Kicky McKickface against the Purple Cobras would be a heck of a game.
They're playing Bear Aspirin evidently soon, too. Bairn. And Kicky McKickface has a game against Freaky Ruffino coming up here. That was back in May.
Did they win? They beat him. They beat him.
Kicky
Rafiki.
2-5. Is that soccer?
Yeah.
Jesus, do they not have goalies?
Right.
2-5. I've never seen a soccer game end anything but 1-1. When does 2-5 ever happen?
It almost makes you want to become a soccer fan.
Nothing makes me want to do that.
Another club.
It's definitely more tempting than the 1-1. And now we go to Tottenham, who's taking on Manchester City. It's tied 1-1. They're all tied 1-1. That's the way the game always goes.
0-0.
0-0. Soon to be 1-1. As they take the pitch for the last, who God knows however many minutes are left. The clock doesn't work properly. We're in extra time. Assumed to be about 4 minutes. We don't know. The game will just end arbitrarily at 1-1. And there they've put it in the net. It's tied 1-1. This one can peacefully end. And we can all go home kissing our sisters.
And a little break for that injury spray.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's been damaged harshly by that bumping into. Look at him writhing on the ground. They'll hose him off with magic ice spray. And we'll get back to this 1-1 nail biter. Oh, Capri Sun break. All the boys need a bag of Capri Sun and an orange wedge. And we're back. 1-1. The ball stays in the direct center of the pitch and very rarely moves. Now it's been kicked a great distance by the goalie,
who's wearing gigantic Hamburger Helper hands.
Where do those kids go when they walk them out on the field?
All the ones, players, the kids that walk them out?
Yeah, they disappear.
They go back to shooting Cuties 2 the next season. Everybody's all angry about Cuties. It's not my fault. I didn't make it.
Did you see the other thing on Netflix? A guy that did the documentary, the Cheers.
Oh, yeah. You sent that over yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy that did the Cheer documentary. And he has like 72 counts of child porn against him now.
Yeah, right? And the two, the one lady has her twin boys.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Pictures and Snapchatting. And
yeah. Yeah, and we got to change the name. Robert E. Lee Street is evidently over 67th Avenue or something like that. And there's one downtown, too. We got rid of the Robert E. Lees. We can't have two Roadie McRoad faces. Southie McSouth face, maybe, because he's a rep of that. What could be a good one to replace Robert E. Lee? How about Bo and Luke Duke Road?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, if you're going to leave it up to us, Bo and Luke Duke are the only positive thing that came out of the Civil War.
Coy Advance for when it rejoins.
Coy Advance.
Put that on the west side.
You know, yeah, that's the cul-de-sac that shoots off Bo and Luke for just a second. There's only like one house in it and like a small retaining ditch. Bo and Luke Duke.
Daisy Duke Drive.
Daisy Duke Drive. Anything. Boss Hog Avenue.
Jefferson Davis Hog Avenue.
No, you can't have him. I guess he's out. Never mind. I forgot about
Cooter
that.
Lane.
Cooter. Brady, you nailed it. Rody McRoadface and Cooter Lane. Now, if this isn't the number one show in the goddamn city, then we don't have any power at all until you people rise up. We had Ian Campfield named best morning show in the city because of your votes, and he didn't even have one at the time. You guys vote for this. Find the voting. Find the. We'll put it on our website once it's up. We'll Facebook the crap out of this, and Rody McRoadface and
Cooter Lane,
and Cooter Lane are the replacements for Robert E. Lee and Squaw Peak Drive. Because I also, I would like to note that there's a sale on long ropes at Home Depot if you can't drive by Squaw Peak Drive and not get mad. If you're just offended beyond belief driving by a street name, I'm sorry. You really need to just go off my planet for a little while. You can't live your life for 5 minutes without, like, you can acknowledge that's a pretty awful thing to name a street, but what are you going to do? I don't know what my street's named after.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're all of the streets. Look into
you have a
towns.
Name on your street, like it's some guy. I don't know who it is.
Well,
I mean, unless it's the big one. I don't know. It's like people who live on like Lafayette in Arcadia. Like, you know, I don't know. He was the guy from the Revolutionary War, right?
Yeah.
Still naming streets after him. I'm sure he had slaves and stuff. He was an awful person. He was in the 1700s.
I'm just saying the fact how the land was acquired to begin with.
Sure. We were wrong avenue. Sorry about that street. We should just do them all. But Robert E. Lee, I'm with you. You can change the name of that, but you got to change it to something funny.
So Mayor Stanton started this in 2017, and it's still not renamed.
Well, now they're doing it. It's official. Like yesterday they said, this is it. We're doing it. Finally, we can get rid of that Squaw Peak Drive, and we're going to change it. And we're leaving it up to you. And I'm like, oh, the second they said that, I'm like, this is Latinx Road, maybe.
It says you could be reimbursed for costs, John, if you're somehow put out by this.
You get some money for that? Well, I'm furious at it then. I've been driving by Squaw Peak Drive every day, and I break into tears. I'm a mental basket case.
Up to $28,000 to reimburse residents.
For what?
I'm not sure. I'm still going through that.
Punitive damages?
Yeah,
sign me up.
Yeah. Well, how do I move to this street real quick before the payouts start? People were damaged by it? By the name of the
road?
If you
were.
God forbid they have ever been on a playground with blacktop. For Christ's sake, get him $100,000.
They'll completely mess it up. Squaw Peak is no longer. We give you Chiefy McChief Face.
Indians would love Chiefy McChief Face Road. Chiefy McChief Face is it. I love that.
Sal DiCiccio's banging the drum on it. Is this the name you'd want in front of your daughter, your sister, or even your mother? The answer is no.
Whore Drive.
You wouldn't want that.
Yes.
Why would you want to live on that street?
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. Like Rody McRoadface or Streety McStreetface.
Turn left on Street.
Daughter would have a great time with that. I'm all over that idea. Works out great. I don't know. Change the name of my street to Streety McStreetface. I have an innocuous, nonsense, pointless name of my road. Change it. Streety McStreetface. My cul-de-sac can be Culdy McCuldyface.
Is this one okay? Because there's an Instagram yesterday about the Little League team in Arizona, but they won a big tournament.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the Arizona.
Uh-oh. Careful.
Cotton Kings.
Oh, I don't know.
That's okay,
is that all right? I don't know. I don't know what's okay anymore, Brady. Probably not.
Yeah, Cotton Kings is okay. It's not like, you know, never mind.
I don't know what, yeah, I don't know what
I'm
it would be.
I'm not going to go any farther with
you
that
can.
One.
See, it's dangerous.
Arizona's
maybe it's not
about,
okay.
Yeah. You know, it's the five C's or.
Yeah. Cotton was one of the things we were big on.
Yeah.
And it's Whitey getting pissed off again.
Yeah. Well, Whitey should be a little angry, but let's not go crazy.
No one was angry about it. It was just a congratulations.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Robert E. Lee Street has 88 single-family homes, 29 townhomes, 2 4-unit apartment complexes, and 1 charter school that are all being affected by the name change.
So are they going to – so the 20 grand is for stamps?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Like we have the internet now to tell people your name changed.
Right.
Like what happens when these people move?
Notify Google.
Yeah, it's the same thing as moving.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as going, well, I moved. You're just going to have to write letters to me at a different place. I didn't get 20 grand because I moved and confused my family.
Man, all of those houses are on a mile stretch between 40th Street and Tatum, just south
on
of
Robert
Indian
E. Lee
Hills.
Road yeah. or Squaw Peak Drive.
Robert E. Lee. Oh.
That's up by that's in
that's
Paradise
what this
Valley?
Article says. Yeah, 40th Street to Tatum.
Look away.
About a mile long.
Yeah, I don't know what Robert E. I don't know how that happened.
They're all moving to Dixieletta.
Dixieletta's a road. Is that bad? Can we change that to Racist McRacy Face? Can we? Maybe we should just call it Whitey Road.
Uh-oh. You're going to have to start banging the drum a little louder because right. Here's some of the name proposals so
oh,
far.
Oh, God.
Black Mesa.
Whoa, hey, you can't do that.
Desert Cactus Street.
Too many words.
Edge Hill Street. Neutral Way.
Oh, God. Ooh. Here we go.
And North Hills Street.
Roadie McRoadface wins that 9 times out of 10.
Yep.
You know what's going to end up being? Neutral Road. Because people just don't want to have opinions on this.
Bladderoon is one that's up for Buffalo Soldier Way. That's a Bob that's Marley it. Fan.
Yeah.
Got some Wheaties living up in that
yeah,
neighborhood.
Yeah, no kid.
And a lot of calles.
Oh, that street.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I lived on a street that was in Spanish. I still don't know what it. What's Tuberia mean? Because I lived on that road, and I still don't know what a Tuberia is.
It's a potato.
That's what I thought. It was like a tube or a root vegetable.
Oh, somebody proposed Charles Keating the 4th Street.
Bad idea. Didn't he rob old people?
Yeah.
That was his old man.
Carpetbagger Street.
There you go. Oh, they're trying to change Keating, and that's by your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They wanted to change his name a long time ago.
Fatuous?
Look, that's you got too many dumb people. You got 88 houses. People are going to...
You're going to love this one. You don't live on it, but Jordan Sparks Avenue.
Oh, yes. That. The great Jordan Sparks, where the national anthem never stops playing because that's the only song she's ever had.
Obama Drive.
Yeah, that's going to happen a lot in our lives.
Schadenfreude.
Ooh, I like that. But again, too many dumb people.
Lincoln Ragsdale.
Okay.
Sounds like
a. Lincoln Ragsdale's a good one.
1920s investigator.
Well, he's a historic figure. You should look him up. He's not a PI from the 40s. Lincoln Ragsdale was on the lookout for a lady with long getaway sticks, and I mean long. She was a tall drink of water, and I was short. I never thought I had a chance. But I like to watch her walk towards me, but I really like to watch her walk away. What did she want? What did she need? Who knew?
She walked into my life.
She walked into my life, and my hot door slammed shut.
How about just the street? I live on 2862 the street.
I like the idea of like a 40s Dashiell Hammett type yeah. road where a guy just stands under a streetlight every night and tells a story. Yeah. I had to build walls around this one because I could tell she was a heartbreaker and I was already starting to crack.
See? See?
See what I'm saying? See? I asked her. I said, this is the type of dame that makes your mother cry. What's your name? I asked. She told me in the most sultry voice ever, red, and boy did it fit. Her lips were and my face was. I think I could write one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Getaway Sticks.
Getaway Sticks is my favorite.
James T. Kirk Boulevard has also been thrown out.
Anything with Star Trek I'm in. William Shatner Boulevard. Dutch Brothers line, because more than likely there's going to be one on your road. Anyway. All right, let's get right to it. Yesterday I had a great day because I went over to Action Ride Sports and I replaced my stolen bike. And I got a new one, a Pivot 429, the one that got stolen a few months ago that I was...
That's the new one we can snag?
Yeah, and you know what I had to do yesterday, which is worse? So I had to go over to Action Ride Shop and went down there. The guys over there are awesome. And again, if you want to rent bikes, they've got... So they're having a great run because people are taking up biking now with all the pandemic stuff. They're finding little hobbies. But he did tell me that they're getting ready for winter and order now for your winter gear and stuff and get ready for the ski season because they also do skiing. And a lot of the stuff with pandemic things, if you order it, it's going to take some time to get like new snowboards and things like that. So if you're in the market to think about new ski stuff, start thinking about it now. Oh, by the way, my buddy Danny just said, what's wrong with Holmberg Highway? Name it after you. Hey, now we're cooking with gas.
Take that, Marv Niren.
Yeah, Niren. And I have signs up that say, no Nirens. Anyway, I was over there, so he told me to get ready if you're getting ready for that deal. So I had my brand new bike and I'm getting fitted for it and stuff, and they have to do the hydraulics and the weight, so I'm sitting on it and bouncing on it, and they're like, all right, we'll do this, this, and this. They adjust it all for me. I look at the clock and I'm like, ooh, I got a doctor's appointment in a half an hour in Scottsdale, and this was in Gilbert, over on Gilbert and the 60. So I strapped that brand new bike up to replace the one that was stolen on my Jeep and drove it and left it in a parking lot for an hour.
Oh my! Wow.
I know, I couldn't, I was going to be late, so I just sat totally nervous the entire time in the doctor's office. Like, oh, that thing's getting swiped.
I'd have brought it in. Just put it in the waiting room.
I thought about it. I thought about
it in the waiting room.
My buddy.
Doc's knuckle deep in there. And like, oh.
My cop pal Ben texts me and he goes, when are we riding next? I'm like, we need to go. I said, I got a new bike strapped to the back of my car right now. I said, it's actually sitting in a parking lot in Scottsdale. And he just goes, John. I'm like, look, what good is having detectives as friends if you guys are already defeated by this? So if this one gets stolen, you're 0-2. This is more of a. It's more of a comment on your police work than it is my lack of caring for my items. It's a beautiful bike, though.
They chip it.
Tons of them. Oh, I'm chipping it. That thing is going to – there's going to be alarms on it. Crazy. Love this thing. But thanks to Action Ride Shop for that. And they bring us our wake-up song. Brett, tell me more of the wake-up song.
Well, you wanted the Latinx flavor
today.
That's
right,
Latinx
one.
So we got pretty much all the bands that we can imagine. Puya, Sepultura, Deftones, El Nino, Soulfly, Metalachi, Wall of Voodoo, Mexican Radio made the made the list.
I hate that song.
And Rammstein, Tijera Puta.
All right, you make the
choice.
I don't know any
of these Latinx
songs. I don't
speak
Latinx.
Yeah, so.
How about El Nino's I Am Loco? I know. Look at you. You just got
nervous. I don't know. Last time we played a Loco song, I got my ass reamed for it.
Then let's do it again.
No!
El Nino it is. I love it. And we'll get Tripp all fired up and ready
great.
To go. People do want Tripp to sing 80s hits, though.
Oh, yeah.
And later in the squares he will, I'm sure. And then later after the show, you'll just hear this in Tripp's office. You... are an idiot.
I got a second button for yesterday and today's. It's coming in there.
You got more?
Oh, yeah.
More buttons.
Yeah.
More come on buttons. We need a whole page of
so
come on.
You can run them together.
Oh, I'll run tons of come ons. Come on, Brett t-shirts available at your local K-Momo. yeah, let's do it. Little El Nino. I am local. And yeah, and everybody that's emailed me about this. Are you all right? What's going on? Wrong pipe?
Yep.
Wrong night?
Yes. There's one that might get a come on. The Brett
did you just
t-shirts
see that?
Available?
You're ignoring the fact that the man almost died in front of us. Just
I see it every day, John.
Brady is totally not taken back by a man choking to death on his own throat.
He's fine. He took a swig.
That'll happen. All right. I'm in the high blood pressure section of the hospital right now. Evidently, you guys pop. What were you going to say, Brady? Well, he died and you didn't care.
The shirts are available at all Olive Gardens.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Come
yes,
on.
They are.
No.
Oh.
Come on.
Nope.
It's true. Come on, Brett. Everybody. Come on, Brett shirt. Make it happen. What's this?
From our texters.
Oh, these are Menchaca Lane. You geniuses. You sons of bitches are geniuses. Remember Paul Menchaca?
Yes.
Yeah, the dude that pretended to be mentally challenged and then got rubdowns from in-home nurses that he would hire. And then he got caught. because he'd poop his pants and then pretend to be mentally retarded and have people come clean him up, like Brett's doing right now. Are you all right?
His legend lives on. That's COVID's everywhere.
Casalander Circle, Inward Street.
Yes!
That man just jumped.
Coming in at number one.
Chief Double Down Place. Come on, Road. Harry Callahan Way. Dirty Harry. All right, Hershey Highway is classless. Whoever suggested that. That's not funny. It's gross.
It's on every list.
Come on.
You ready for the winter? Are you going to make it?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot.
You sound like you're flooded.
Something's wrong. It's a malfunction.
Got to clear that carburetor.
Brady, these are the two I think we're going to go with.
All right.
This is as we start to sort out what to rename Robert E. Lee Road. Harambe Place, which I love because sticks out for Harambe.
Pretty strong.
We'll never forget. Or Brenneman Road.
Then we will definitely know where the capital
is
now.
To be the gay, it has to be the gay neighborhood.
Are you kidding me, cowboy? They're naming a road after me in Phoenix in some rainbow-infested nightmare neighborhood.
Didn't know they had one.
Goddamn refractive light everywhere. There's so many rainbows. Cowboy, I don't even want to go to my own street name. It's Castellanos goes deep. Speaking of going deep, everybody on Brenneman Road into the ass of their partner. Going deep.
Harambe Place and Brenneman Road. I like Harambe Place a lot. Nathan Sutherland Road, not an option, Mike Rembrax. By the way, Mike Rembrax had a good joke. He said, isn't Latinx what Mexicans use to sneeze in?
That's solid.
I like that too. So if we're voting, Menchaca Lane, Casalander Circle is pretty solid. I'm going to go with Inward Street.
Yeah, I like that one.
Inward Street is pretty great.
It's got my vote.
I know it's got your vote.
We know.
We know. We're all too familiar with your people. Harambe Place, Inward Street, and Brenneman Road. So we need you, KUPD audience. If they're going to rename streets and we have a say, I just want. And you can say that Inward Street is us saying we're looking inward. We're being introspective towards our past.
The community of inward acres.
No. I would like to drive by Inward Acres. What the hell happened there? Inward Aqua, what? Acres. The guy couldn't spell it. He couldn't say it, so he spelled it phonetically. No, you don't have communities. You're just a street. Inward, because Brady would struggle with that. I would move you right in. I'd buy a house for you on that road.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98. KUPD.
You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.